broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome into the clubhouse on this first week of August. It's the third. We've got Claude Brousseau, the PGA Master Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf and Golf Channel Academy. Susan Church, the President of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association. Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel Analyst and Host, Top Golf in Hawaii. Also getting an update from him. And Ron Syrak, Golf Channel Contributor, LPGA Media Excellent Award Recipient, and co-author of Vision 54 books with teachers Lynn Marriott and Pia Nelson. We're going to talk with Ron, but first, I know you want to know, where is Eric and what's Flossie up to? Tradewind weather is present, that is, across the islands early this morning. The high-pressure ridge is staying north of the area, so Tropical Storm Eric, about south-southeast of Kauai, very far south-southeast early this morning, continuing to track westward. It's pretty much done. So the impact on the islands from Eric almost over. Of course, we're going to have the high cloudy. We're going to have a little bit of sun, a little bit of rain, depending on which island you're on. By late Sunday, the weather focus shifts to Tropical Storm Flossie, and she's currently still some ways east of the Big Island, moving toward the west-northwest. The last Central Pacific Hurricane Center advisory has it tracking about 300 miles northeast of Hilo Monday before turning sharply north away from the state. However, the expected track is somewhat close to the islands, and any deviation from the expected track will have effects on how much weather impacts we have on the island. So keep, informed about what Flossie is up to. We're going to come back with Ron Syrak because we're playing golf after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement and Journalism Award recipient, and author of the Vision 54 Trilogy with Pia Nelson and Lynn Marriott. You are at the AIG Women's British, and it's, the end of day three already?
It's really already been an amazing week. The scoring conditions have been absolutely perfect here. There's been no wind. We had rain on Tuesday, softened the course up. Players are responding. The greens putt pure. Everyone's going for birdie putts, and they're making a ton of them. We've seen a bunch of great golf over the last 3 days.
Now, this is technically moving day, but moving day, how much more time is left? About an hour?
The leaders got about an hour more to play, and it's a fascinating leaderboard. First off, we have amongst the top 12 in the leaderboard, we have South Africa, Spain, United States, Korea, Japan, France, China, Thailand, and Germany and England represented. How's that for an international field?
It's fantastic.
It's unbelievable. This really is golf's global tour, and we've got somebody on the top of the leaderboard, Ashley Buhai, who has never won an LPGA event. But there's a ton of other fascinating names up there. Carlotta Singanda, Morgan Pressel. Where did Morgan Pressel? Morgan's last victory was at Kapalua in 2008. So this would be a stunning achievement for Jin Young Ko, who's trying to join the very, very short list of golfers who've won three majors in a single season. Sung Hyun Park trying to win a major for the third consecutive year. This leaderboard's got everything you could ask for. Lizeth Salas, who's one of the really great feel-good stories among American players.
Yeah, certainly. Why don't you give us some history about, if we haven't heard about Lizeth Salas, what is her background?
She grew up in Azusa, California, the daughter of Mexican immigrants. And when she was young, her father, who's a mechanic, bartered his services as a mechanic to get golf lessons for her. And she learned the game, ended up getting a golf scholarship to the University of Southern California, where she became a four-time All-American there. And when she first went out to play on the Sinatra Tour, the feeder tour of the LPGA, Ramon, her father, would drive them around in his red pickup truck, and sometimes they slept in that truck. And now she's almost a lock to be on this year's U.S. Solheim Cup team, which will be her fourth consecutive Solheim Cup that she's made. And by the way, when she's not competing in the LPGA, she goes back to the course she grew up on in Azusa, a public golf course, and runs a junior clinic every Tuesday.
Wow. Now, that's a busy woman. Ashley Buhai, 5'2", South African professional, successful, an amateur. She was the youngest player to win the women's, the ladies' South African amateur stroke play, the match play double, first player in 101 years to win the ladies' South African Open title three times. You were talking on Golf Channel's Morning Drive about one of the things that goes wrong with her game, four rounds in a tournament, is she has, what did she call it, a clunker?
A clunker, yeah. You know, she says she threw up a couple rounds in the 60s, and then she'll throw up a bad round, and they're a clunker, and we got to see if she can avoid that. You know, I remember probably 13 years ago getting a phone call from an agent who said, I got a new client. Her name's Ashley Simon, and she's going to be the next big star. She just turned 18. She's turning pro now. She's going to go out and win a bunch of tournaments. And here we are 12 years later, and she's yet to win an LPGA event. And this would be a life-changing weekend for her if she can hold on and get the win here. She's played brilliant golf through these first 3 days, and we'll just see how she holds up and if she can stave off that clunker.
Yeah, that clunker, because she shot a 65, a 67, after 13, at least here electronically, I'm looking at the leaderboard, through 13, she's one under. So she's not playing the golf she was playing on those first few days. Hinako Shibuno, the 20-year-old rookie on the 2019 LPGA of Japan Tour, she's won two events this year, the World Ladies Championship Salon Pas Cup in early May and the Shiseido Anessa Ladies Open in July. Her game is on. And is that her manager walking around in that interesting outfit? Looks like a tall cigar.
Yeah, it is. She is an absolute total delight. She smiles constantly. Her nickname is Smile Cinderella, and she plays golf very fast. she's got a great golf swing, and she's been showing no signs of going away. The only Japanese player, male or female, who's ever won a major championship was Chaka Higuchi in 1977, won the LPGA championship. And so she would be trying to make a little bit of history in her homeland if she could prevail here.
Wow, it's really exciting to see how well, too, the British golf scene has come on in the last 10 years. You know, 10 years ago, I remember talking with you and saying, where, you know, didn't England and Scotland, they all started the game of golf, and where are their players? And now we've got Tommy Fleetwood, of course. Justin Rose has kind of started it all off. We've got lots of English players. And here we've got not only the defending champion, Georgia Hall, but there are two, Charlie Hull and Bronte Law, both tied at 7 under, or at 4-7th rather. They're both 9 under, different holes. But wouldn't that be something if they were competing against each other at some point this weekend?
Yeah, until Georgia won the Women's British last year, there hadn't been an English player win since Karen Stupples in 2004. So there really is being sort of a resurgence of English women's golf and English golf in general, with, as you mentioned, Fleetwood and Pepperell and some of the other male players. The crowds have really responded. There are huge galleries here this week. We're not all that far from London, and huge galleries. And I went out when Georgia Hall finished yesterday, and fans were lying 4 deep, 80 yards down the 18th fairway.
Wow.
You know, down from the green. So massive galleries are turning out, and they're supporting the locals, and the locals are responding and playing quite well.
Now, whose home course is Woburn? Is it Bronte's or
Charlie? It's Charlie Hall.
Charlie, and she's the one who said that she wishes that it was an away game.
She said the bad thing about playing your home course is you know where all the trouble is, you know, and you gotta block that out of your mind. So sometimes you're playing a course and you sort of forget, oh, that's a narrow landing area up there. So she said it's sort of a mixed blessing.
Yeah, you know, and we've seen lately one particular player whose name I will not mention. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Sergio, you know, planting the club into greens or wherever, and you said that Bronte Law is very passionate, and it almost looked like, you know, she was going to do that, but holds it back. She's quite the player, isn't she?
She plays with an enormous amount of passion, and you know she plays difficult golf course as well. She won at Kings Mill, which is a really really good golf course. She lost in a playoff to a birdie by Se-young Kim at Lake Merced, which is also a really really good golf course. So she clearly gets up for the difficult venues, but she plays with an enormous amount of passion. She's fun to watch for that reason.
Yeah, I bet. You know, the fire that you can see burning inside. What was interesting too is going down and checking out who did not make the cut: Christy Kerr, NB Park, Jennifer Kupcho, Shanshan Fang. I was surprised to see, for instance, NB, Christy, too. Jennifer, after playing in Evian, maybe tired. What were your thoughts on those players who didn't make it?
Yeah, I thought, you know, look, the game within the game here is there are some players for both American players and European players who were thinking Solheim Cup and trying to play their way in. Mm-hmm. To that consideration to be one of Julie Inkster's captain's picks. And I thought when Kupcho finished second at Evian, if she came over and was finished top 10 here, that you know, she'd be on Julie's radar screen. That's probably not the case now. Christy Kerr is going to be a borderline one. Julie may need her experience on the team, and Stacy was probably in the mix now. The miscut here didn't really help. So there was a lot of things going on outside of this tournament, and there were definitely some people who did not help their case over the last 2 days.
Absolutely. And Lydia Ko, 12 over? Wow.
She did just about everything wrong. She missed half her fairway. She missed half her greens. She didn't make very many putts. Sometimes you get the feeling that she just needs a major reset, you know, maybe to take a little bit of time off and step away from the game a little bit. And it seems like ever since she made all those changes a couple of years ago when in the offseason she changed caddy, coach, clubs, changed everything, changed her ball flight, and really changed her body, lost a lot of weight, became a much thinner person. And since that time, she struggled. And she struggled with sort of every aspect of the game.
Interesting. I know you're ready to go out and see, you know, the last of the players coming in. Do you have time to go over the Solheim captain's picks and some of the things that are going on with the Solheim Cup?
Sure.
We
can do that.
Oh, that'd be great. Because there are captain's picks. I think Julie Inkster has two. The Europeans, don't they have four picks that they can make?
They have four picks. That's correct. The United States gets eight people in off of a point system, and then the next two are off of the Rolex rankings, the highest people not about qualified Rolex rankings, and then Julie's got her two captain's picks. And you know, right now I think that you're looking at probably the top six on the U.S. point things are a cinch, and they are
Lexi Thompson,
Danielle Kang. Danielle Kang, Nellie Korda, Jessica Korda, and Lizette Salas are probably all. I think those are all safe. I think Megan Kang is probably safe, and then you've got Marina Alex and Brittany Altomare have the seventh and eighth spot. Altomare and Allan McDonald are separated by only 7 points in final pick.
Wow, that's
and right now the two Rolex rankings qualifiers, Angel Yin and Annie Park. So this would be an interesting team because there would be a lot of inexperience on this team. Nellie Korda, Megan Kang, Marina Alex, Brittany Altamare, Annie Park would all be rookies. If Allie McDonald makes the team, she would be a rookie. That would give Julie six rookies. And when you think of it, here are some names who might not be there. Paula Creamer, who's played 7 Solheim Cups. Christy Kerr has played 9. Brittany Lang has played 5. Stacey Lewis has played 4. Brittany Lincecum has played 6. Morgan Pressel has played 5. Jarena Pillar has played 3. Angela Stanford has played 6. And Michelle Wee has played 5.
Yeah.
So this could be a real changing of the guard year for the U.S. Solheim Cup team.
Yeah, and I see why she'd want somebody stable like a Christy Kerr or a Stacey Lewis, Brittany Lincecum. They're not that far down, but they would definitely have to be captain's picks at this point, it looks like, at least. But there is one more. The Canadian Women's Open is another place where they'll be able to get points.
Yeah, that's when they finalize the teams. We'll be there. This is a big week because it's double points at a major championship. So we'll know a lot. We'll know a lot after this tournament about how it's. But it is looking like there is so much inexperience that's going to get on there as a qualifier that at least one, maybe two, of Julie's picks may have to go to some sort of seasoned veteran, and also somebody. What a Christy Kerr brings to the mix too is passion, fire.
Yeah.
You know. Bronte Law is going to be that person on the European side. But you need that Dottie Pepper kind of person in the team room, you know, who's getting everybody fired up. Michelle Wee is going to be missed in the team room. She's very, very popular. She was not so much fire as she was funny, you know, but she kept everybody loose. And you look to see who's going to be that stabilizing presence in the team room. And it may turn out to be that it's going to have to be Julie herself.
Yeah, and then there's the Korda sisters. I think they'll somehow create a bonding sort of sense just because of the love for each other that they have and the love for the game that they've got. Interesting, Carlotta Chiganda, Carolyn Hedwall, Anne Van Dam, Charlie Hull, Georgia Hall, Azahara Munoz, Caroline Masson, Anna Nordqvist, they're all on the team, and all of those names, they, for the most part, they've all played the Solheim Cup many times. So we do have a very strong European team that we're going to be going up against.
Yeah, I think that they do have a strong team. Europe played very well in Des Moines. It's just that the United States played better. I mean, you know, the United States played brilliantly, brilliantly, brilliantly in Des Moines. And you could sort of tell there that Europe had a lot. I think they had 6 rookies there, so they had a lot of inexperience on that team. But now those players, the Charlie Halls of the world, are older and more experienced now, and are going to know how to handle that situation. And they're going to have home field advantage in Glen Eagle, Scotland.
And you're going to be there.
I will be there. Yep.
Very exciting. Ron Czyrak, thank you so much for spending so much time with us this morning as the AIG Women's British Open comes to the Saturday conclusion with one more day to go. Do you have a pick? Do you think it's possible that we could have a back-to-back major champion this week?
I think if there's anybody who can do it, Jin Young Ko is the person, because she is so efficient, both physically and emotionally. She doesn't waste a lot of energy on the golf course. She's also got a very good, very experienced caddy, Dave Booker, who has won a couple of majors with Lorena Ochoa, won a major with Grace Park, and he's doing a lot of thinking and decision-making for her out there. But right now, I mean, you look at the leaderboard as it's shaping up, and two of the best players in the world, Jin Young Ko and Sung Hyun Park, are right there in the mix.
Yes. Well, I was wondering when they were going to rise to the top, and there they are, Saturday afternoon. Thank you again. Yeah. Aloha.
My pleasure. Aloha.
We're going to come back and get an update with Mark Rolfing, what's happening with Top Golf, and we're going to take a look at the bubble on the PGA Tour, and yes, the FedEx Cup playoffs. It's about to start. This is the last of the season's events, and then we go into the Northern Trust and the BMW, and we've got Tiger Woods playing in 2 back-to-back events. What do you know? We'll be back with Mark Rolfing after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We've got something fabulous for you to win. And of course, that would be the Bridgestone E6s that we've got for you. E6 soft golf balls, all about distance. According to Bridgestone's ball fitting data, this ball is proven to go at least 9 yards longer, 31% straighter than competitors. Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls are yours if you are the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. That's 545-1111. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel, NBC Sports. In Hawaii, he's leading the charge for Top Golf here in the islands. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Thank you, Danielle. Can I get in that drawing for the Bridgestones? Because I called in, right? I'm not sure I'm the ninth, but I need 9 extra yards.
Don't we all?
Yeah, really.
What I was wondering, it wasn't the first thing I was going to ask you, but have you walked, hit a few balls, or maybe just drove the golf cart along new Kapalua Plantation course lately?
I have, and it is spectacular, Danielle. It's far exceeded my expectations. I think people are going to absolutely love it. The goal was to make the course more challenging for the best players in the world, which definitely has happened, and at the same time make it more playable for the recreational golfers, and that has been accomplished. The greens have been softened considerably, or as Ben Crenshaw told me, we calmed them down. So it really is a spectacular renovation, and I think when people see it, they're just going to absolutely love it.
I'm glad you put it that way, because refinement didn't seem to be enough of a description of what was being done to the golf course.
Yeah, people would be shocked at how much grass was actually planted. There was over 100 acres. All the fairways have been redone, all the bunkers, all the greens. All the teeing areas, there have been new tees added. It's in a lot of ways like a new golf course. It's the same routing. None of the hole directions changed, but there are new bunkers in some places that Dustin Johnson and Rory McIlroy are going to go, wait a minute, maybe for the first time here, I can't just stand up and blast away. I got to use a little strategy, which I think will be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love some of the comments on Twitter, you know, like there's new dirt, dark dirt. You know, just so much was done to put back into the ground after years of it gets depleted. And it was just, it was rejuvenated. You know, it's, the whole place is going to be fabulous, and I can't wait to be there and walk the course and see it. And the guys who did all of this, Keith Reb, the course shaper and designer with Corin Crenshaw, he was a big part of it.
Keith was, as was his partner Riley Johns. They built the Winter Park nine-hole course in Orlando, and they are two of the absolute best in the business. It was just a treat watching those guys work. You know, it was kind of like getting the old band back together. Bill Coor was on the green shaping machine, and Dave Axelin, who was our original project manager 30 years ago, was the project manager again. So it was the same old guys. We're a little crustier now than we were 30 years ago, but still the same passion for wanting to create, you know, the best possible course on one of the great sites in the world, literally.
Literally. It is absolutely fantastic. Now, I'm very curious because, of course, there's been all the talk about the Waikiki flood mitigation and the Army Corps of Engineers and whether the state and the city are going to agree to this big project that's been in the works for a long time but never made actual signatures to it, and all of the these things that are brewing about just the sea levels rising. We just saw the king tide in Mapunapuna. They actually had to shut down a stretch of Ahua at Kilihau because people were getting stuck in the water and stalling out. You literally couldn't cross. And this is, you know, an industrial area that people use all the time. Stores were closing for 4 days because customers couldn't come by after two when the water came up. All of these things are concerns. So Topgolf in Hawaii would be so fabulous. I really would love to have a Topgolf here. I understand you've been talking with the guys from Topgolf. What's the latest?
Well, they were in town from Dallas here for 2 days last week, and I spent both days over on Oahu with them, with the city officials, with the Army Corps of Engineer officials. You know, there are a lot of conversations going on. I'm confused myself as to why the state and the city can't make an agreement on the funding. There's $220 million of federal funding for this project that's already been approved, and the state and the city basically have an obligation for $125 million to match it. And it is a critical project, so I really don't understand what the problem is there. But as usual, they can't seem to quite get together. Now, having said that, Danielle, there is only one place where a flood mitigation project to save Waikiki from what could be a potentially disastrous flood, there's only one place you can do it, and that is on the Alawai Golf Course. And it's 150 acres. It's just right there on the Mauka side of Waikiki, and that will be the floodplain if there is a flood, regardless of whether we plan for it or not. That's where the water is going to go. So our position and what we talked with Topgolf a lot about this week is how do we create a plan that's sort of irrespective of what the Army Corps of Engineers is saying? How do we create a plan where we could use that golf course as a floodplain without necessarily building waterways through it and levees and all this stuff? If the money doesn't come through, you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah. Interesting conversation to have with a corporation that is very private. I mean, like, in, they don't have a responsibility to the public except in maintaining whatever, you know, they have approval to have a private company doing their private business. So what were their conclusions? What were their ideas?
Well, the Topgolf is one of the most community-oriented businesses I've ever been involved with, and they very much are concerned about the community and doing the right thing there, besides building a great entertainment facility. And one of the things that is being discussed is the Alawai Canal and the need to clean up the canal. And our feeling is, and Topgolf is very much for this, if Topgolf is built on the driving range, which it would be, That would be the high ground of the entire parcel. The water then could actually get pushed, in the case of a flood, into areas on the western portion of the Alawai Golf Course. But in order to do that, you would need to have some little tributaries created through Alawai Golf Course, which I think would be tremendous, because if you did that, you could run the water out of Palolo Stream, which is on the west end, bring it down through the course, and actually clean it up. Golf courses are very good at cleaning up water. And then having the water go back into the Alawai Canal on the Mackay side, and it would have accomplished a lot of things and also be a tremendous potential basin for a devastating flood.
You know, and that's what Coral Creek. Coral Creek was built so that it could be a flood basin, so that if it flood, all the water would collect there and nothing like homes or businesses would be damaged and the water would eventually drain out. And yes, the course would have to be worked on. That is the same idea that you're talking about for the Alawai, so that the Alawai Golf Course takes all of the water.
That's basically it. And what it's done, Danielle, sure, it's delayed the project a little, but the reason is the scope of the project has now become significantly bigger. And as I look at Alawai, I think this is a tremendous opportunity because, as you know, that course needs some serious upgrades. Mm-hmm. The greens need to be redone. The irrigation system is totally shot. And my feeling is, and Topgolf totally agrees, that we could do this whole thing at once and basically create the floodplain, upgrade the Alawai Golf Course and make it the gem that it really ought to be, you know, as kind of the home of Hawaii golf, and then also add a Topgolf component. So you could accomplish all three things, I'm pretty sure.
It sounds perfect. Now, of course, I'm going to be devil's advocate. I'm going to be the golfer who goes there every day or at least three times, maybe just on the weekends. Where am I going to go golf? What about me? What about me? Would there be nine holes left open while you're working?
Yeah, we're hoping to stage it. There actually is going to be a temporary driving range, and I'm pretty sure a decision has been made to have a driving range on the property in addition to Topgolf. That would be over more on the western end, not right next to Topgolf. It would be over there, and it could act as a flood basin. You could build a kind of a low sediment basin area on about 7 acres and actually end up with two facilities besides the golf course there. So, yes, that is the plan. We want to make sure people have a misperception that this Topgolf facility is being built for the visitors. It's not at all. It is really being built way more for the people of Hawaii, and that's who everybody feels like are going to be the main customers there, way more than visitors. We think it's going to be the local people, because that's really what is happening in all the other places where Topgolf is being built. We think the same thing will happen here.
What we need to do, you know, the Ninth Island, Las Vegas, the Ninth Island has a Topgolf. We should have all the people who go at least two or three times a year to Vegas, we should make sure that they go to Topgolf in Vegas and see what it's like so that they come back and go, wow, that was a lot of fun. I wish I had a Topgolf here in Hawaii. And then we'd get more people on board. And a lot of the people who go to Vegas three times a year, they're golfers. So I think that's what we need to do, is get the Vegas crew excited about Topgolf and get some people motivated for this project to go forward, because I think it would be fantastic to renovate the Alawai Golf Course, have a driving range on the west end that's on the McCulley side, keep the Topgolf on the Kapahulu side, and then fix up the Alawai, the tributaries running through, give it some water. It sounds like a great project. And I, again, wonder, you know, for all the guys that play there every day, do you get the resistance from the crowd of guys that play or the women who play the Alawai?
No, I'm not seeing any resistance at all. The biggest concern by far is they don't want to lose their golf course, because there has been discussion, as you know, about having that be a park or have it be a total flood mitigation project where there was no golf at all. And I have pretty much, I think, convinced everybody that golf courses are being used as floodplains everywhere. There was one built in Chicago not too long ago that the main purpose was to be a floodplain. So you can have have both worlds there. The key for the people who play Alawai on a regular basis is rates. And everybody has guaranteed from the city on down that these rates for the local players are not going to increase. You're still going to be able to go over to the driving range and get yourself a bucket of balls, you know, for $6 or $8 or whatever the number is right now. Maintaining the rates is going to be the key, and that's what everybody's concerned about. That is not going to change.
Awesome. All right. So can we take a break and come back and talk a little PGA Tour golf?
I can't wait.
Okay. We'll be back after this. We're talking with Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports, and obviously in the middle of Top Golf Hawaii. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, congratulations, Fred from Hickam. You have won Bridgestone E6 soft golf balls, and it's all about distance. 9 yards longer, 31% straighter, and I'll be sending them to you. Priority mail. Indeed, they'll come to you priority mail. Thanks, Fred. All right. We're talking right now with Mark Rolfing. Of course, you know Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel analyst and host and Top Golf here in Hawaii. He's working hard to get that happening. And boy, there's a lot to talk about, as we have been, about what's going to go on in the Waikiki flood mitigation area. But now we're turning over to the amazing amount of money that's going to be won in the next couple of weeks on the PGA Tour. Okay, Mark, I'm looking at the FedEx Cup. That's $10 million. Then there's the Wyndham Rewards. That's about $10 million divided up about between 10 guys. And then there's the Aon Risk Reward Challenge. It's truly incredible how many people are winning on the PGA Tour and winning a whole lot of money. So we've managed to get disconnected from our best buddy, Mark Rolfing. Somehow our lines just crossed. Here he comes. He's coming back. So I'll do the introduction all over again. This will be take two. Take two with Mark Rolfing. All right, here we go. One more time. And here we go. 3, 2, 1. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Welcome back into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. We had a call drop, but I'm back now.
You know, I was just saying that there is so much money being divvied up in the next couple of weeks on the PGA Tour. There's the FedEx Cup winner. He gets $10 million, right? And then there's the Wyndham Rewards that gives out, oh, I don't know, about $10 million to 10 different guys, but each they share a pot. And then there's the Aon Risk Reward Challenge. And I think there's a million to the person who wins that one. That's not even counting what they win for winning or what placing. This is amazing how much golf is generating to the winners of these games.
You know, I think it's a little too much for my liking right now, Danielle. I understand players, you know, deserve at that level to make a lot of money, but this to me has gotten just a little obscene. This Wyndham's reward thing, you know, they're playing at the Wyndham Championship this week. The thought was to put up $10 million to divide up amongst the players so that they would play in the final regular season in green. And win all the money. Well, the fact is, only one of the top 10 are playing. That's Paul Casey.
Yep.
And Brooks Koepka already won it 2 weeks ago in Memphis. So I'm not sure that worked out very well. And it's a lot of money. I think it's good in some ways, but I think we ought to put the brakes on a little bit. And, you know, I don't think it needs to grow any more than it has now. I think it's just fine right where it is.
I think so. I think the word obscene was perfectly said. I mean, this is ridiculous. What in the world? All right. But something that's fabulous, and it's fascinating to me to watch on the PGA Tour, we have Colin Morikawa, Matt Wolf, Victor Hovland, not yet, but here we've got Colin and Matt just turning pro out of college and winning on the PGA Tour within weeks of joining and becoming eligible to play on the PGA Tour. Were you surprised?
No, I wasn't. The game has changed so much, Danielle, since I was a junior golfer, and even you well after that. Our players that are coming on the PGA Tour are so more seasoned, so more sophisticated, and there's a number of reasons why. If you look at Morikawa and Matthew Wolf, or look at Jennifer Kupcho on the ladies' side, as junior golfers, they got way better instruction and guidance than we did. They have way better equipment. I can remember having clubs that were cut down just to fit my size, but they were cut down from the head of the club up, which meant the shafts were as stiff as a telephone pole. There was no way you could play with that. You know, you've got the Golf Channel that they're watching 24 hours a day, and they're learning, you know, so much from doing that. And it's just a totally different game now. They are totally prepared to come out and win. Experience is a small benefit, but certainly not like it was at all.
No.
And I think Colin Morikawa may be the best of them.
Really? Yeah, it's interesting because Matt Wolf and Victor Hovland got so much of the attention. But, you know, when I was thinking about the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, of course, you're a big part of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. And over the 20 years, a perfect example is when Mary B. Porter King brought in Vision 54's Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott to Hawaii for them to teach the kids. And that's the level that the HSJGA has, they've strived for over the years of giving kids all this exposure. And not only do Hawaii kids get those kinds of teaching and those kinds of lessons, and Mary B. Porter King and the whole crew working with scholarships, getting them into college if they want to be collegiate golfers, or if they want to have a professional career in golf or not, just assisting them in so many ways. Hawaii golfers also had to travel. So they were going from island to island to compete in different events. And you're right. Not only is our collegiate program fantastic, but as you said, the junior program that's happening across the United States is really making a huge difference in how ready these kids are when they come out. And to them, hey, this is just a tournament, and I'm hot, and I know it, and I'm going to play good. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I would like to give a shout-out to all the volunteers that help with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the people that are so dedicated, starting with Mary B., of course. It's interesting. When you think about it, Danielle, I remember us talking 10 years ago about what were we going to do now. Michelle Wee had graduated the junior ranks. Tad Fujikawa had graduated the junior ranks. You know, everybody was gone kind of, and, oh, what are we going to do now? Well, the fact is our junior program has been just as strong the last 10 years, and some of the results that we're now seeing from, you know, Alex up in Canada winning up there.
Yeah.
It's been able to maintain a level for 30 years and the HSJGA for 20 full years of being the absolute best junior golf in America. Hawaii, not relative to its size or its remoteness or anything else. The fact is, we've got the best junior golf programs in America.
Yeah, and we have the Pacific Asia Junior Cup. You know, I mean, we bring in teams from Japan to play against us guys. The whole country of Japan and Hawaii is going up in a Ryder Cup event. It's fantastic what is being done. So now the FedEx Cup. We've got the FedEx Cup after Wyndham is over. The Bubble Boys are working hard. And I was looking at some of the Bubble Boys, you know, Daniel Berger, Peter Uihlein, Alex Noren, Pat Perez. Now, some of them didn't make the cut, but look at Patton Kizzire. He's all of a sudden, he goes from almost not having status on the PGA Tour to being right at the top of the leaderboard here. At least he was a few minutes ago. Did he drop down? He's tied for fourth now. What happens to you when you're almost going to lose it? Is that when you kick it into gear?
Well, you try, but frankly, Danielle, there's way more pressure on Patton Kizzire this week than there was on Brooks Koepka 2 weeks ago in Memphis. It didn't matter to Brooks Koepka whether he was winning $2.5 million or $3.5 million or $4.5 million with the Wyndham Rewards or whatever. I mean, that is minimal pressure for a guy like Brooks Koepka. Playing for your living to keep your PGA Tour card is just unbelievable pressure. You know, we've got a couple of ex-Sony Open champs that are on that bubble that could be devastating. Johnson Wagner, for example, is right on the bubble too. So for these guys, the pressure of, you know, trying to keep your job is way more difficult, I think, than for the top players.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Johnson Wagner now tied for fourth as well, you know, at 11 under. So working hard to maintain your job, it really, yeah, that's pressure, absolutely. And with the FedEx Cup next, after Wyndham, this is the last chance to get status, to get the 125th position, hopefully, and then to go on and play in the Northern Trust. And then after that, it gets cut to 70. And then you're in the BMW. And then it gets cut to 30. And you're in the Tour Championship. What do you think of Tiger Woods deciding to play two back-to-back events? Because he is the Tour Champion. He's the defending champion at the Tour Championship.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's interesting watching Tiger this summer. I watched him a lot over in Northern Ireland 2 weeks ago. He was not ready when he got to the PGA Championship after winning the Masters. There's no question about it. He really didn't have a chance at Bethpage. He played a little bit better at the U.S. Open. But the fact is, this is going to be a different type of Tiger Woods golf that we're seeing now. He just simply is not physically healthy enough to be able to go places and work as hard as he needs to on his game. He was not at all ready for Royal Portrush. He had never seen the course. The weather was cold, and, you know, he can play Augusta National in his sleep. If he's going to win another major in his career, and I'm not sure he will, but if he does, I'm pretty sure it'll be the Masters. Because he doesn't have to learn how to play that course anymore. But go to a place that he's never been, he just physically can't put in the time and the effort to learn how to play it. So I think the FedEx Cup playoffs are going to bode well for Tiger, and here's why. Northern Trust is at Liberty National, where he played lot of golf. He knows that one backwards. And then, of course, he gets to Medina. That's the one I'm looking at. He's won the PGA Championship at Medina. He's played a Ryder Cup there. I could see him in a 70-man field winning something like the BMW Championship.
Wow. Well, he's 27 now, so if he stays in that, he goes on to defend the Tour Championship. A lot of things going on in my mind. Do you think the last year when he played so much and was totally destroyed after the Tour Championship and went and played the Ryder Cup and could barely walk, it looked like he was sleepwalking through the Ryder Cup. Was that it? Was that the last time we're going to see Tiger Woods really put it out there, full steam ahead?
Well, Well, speaking of putting it out there, you're putting it right out there to me right now. It could be. It could be. He's 43 years old. He's got a lot of physical issues. I really felt after he won the Masters, like, people ought to calm down. Everybody started saying, oh, well, now he's got a chance to, break Jack Nicklaus's major championship record and yada, yada. I'm not so sure. I really think we saw the best golf from Tiger at the end of last year that we may see for a while. He's got other priorities in life, single father with these two kids. He is not going to play as much, and he simply can't physically. So I think if he wins more tournaments, it'll be on a case-by-case basis. He'll never be a dominant player again. And I just hope we can all really enjoy what I think was the greatest comeback in sports history for what it was, and not worry about what he's going to do going forward. Let's enjoy what we saw and leave it at that.
I love it. I mean, the guy has some... He said that in so many of his interviews. Hey, I can't work out. I can't practice for 9 hours. I can't. Even if he didn't have commitments, his body won't let him do that to be the machine that he was when he was younger. So if he can get up to strength or to speed or just play and be on that day or on that week, and then, hey, I won, and we're going, yeah, Tiger, yeah, way to go. That's it.
I saw him on the range, Danielle, at Royal Portrush at the Open. He was hitting balls next to Brooks Koepka. And I looked at the two of them side by side, and I just watched them for about 10 minutes. And I thought to myself, how can the guy on the left, who is Tiger, beat the guy on the right? I don't know how he can beat him. You just look at the two physically. You look at the shots that they're hitting and at their age and their, health conditions and everything. It would take everything in the world to line up properly for Tiger, which happened at the Masters.
Yep.
It would take all of that for him to be a guy like Brooks Koepka.
Yeah. Yeah, Wiley is a fox.
Yeah, don't waste any shots and play to your strength, not your weakness.
Mark Rolfing, it's always fun talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Thank you.
You got it, Danielle. Keep up the good work.
Aloha. We're going to come back and visit with Susan Church, president of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
You're looking at the leaderboard over at this final event on the PGA Tour before, Victor Hovland is tied for the lead. So he may join his, Colin and Matt And his first victory, 13 under right now. Ben On is also 13 under, and they're both playing hot, but Ben hasn't started yet. So that's always, you know, looking at the leaderboard, it's deceptive. Susan Church is president of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse, Susan.
Hey, Danielle. How's everything?
Oh, great. It's a beautiful, great. You know, all that Flossie is going north and Eric is gone. And
really?
It's all,
thank God.
Yeah. It's all gravy after that, right?
Right.
It's interesting when we're talking about the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association and everybody's talking about growing the game of golf and getting women into the game of golf and more women need to play. Yeah, that's true. But women have been playing in the game of golf for much longer than most people realize. Just the history of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, that's the amazing thing. Even back in 1976, we had 22 organized women's golf clubs. And what they did was they banded together in 1976 to create the association. And this was to promote golf in Hawaii and to assist the juniors and to help all the other organizations like the SHSGA, the Junior Golf, the Oahu Junior Golf, the USGA, and teach rules to their members, you know, and to organize some tournaments. So our first tournament, the first tournaments were played in 1977, and that was our stroke play and our match play tournaments. And the following year, it followed up with the Women's Senior Women's Championship in 1978. So we've been assisting our members for this long. Now, currently today, we have 36 member clubs with almost 1,400 members. So we're really growing the women's side of the game of golf. We have an all-volunteer board. And if you don't mind, I'd like to recognize them.
Absolutely. Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm president, and I'm also the course rating chair. And we have our vice president and tournament chair is Shara Hyam. And she oversees all our tournaments, and she's a member of our course rating team. We also have Gwen Omori, who is our recording secretary. But Gwen does more than that. She's a key member. She, along with Kathy Ordway, maintains our website. And she also runs our Spring Fling team event and our match play tournament. Deborah Ann Murabayashi is our correspondence secretary, and she is the newest member of our rating team. Barbara Schroeder is our treasurer, and she was our prior president for 3 years. Mira Chang is our membership chair. And in handicapping, we have Judy George. Judy also runs our Fall Fest tournament that we hold it in November out at Hawaii Kai Golf Course. And Kathy Ordway, she's a rock. She takes care of our hole-in-ones. We recognize all of our members for their hole-in-ones. And she handles that. She also runs our annual stroke play tournament. And this year it's going to be held at Nililani Golf Course, by the way, on October 21st to 22nd. So if anybody's interested, please sign up.
Okay.
Bev Kim is our rules guru. She conducts yearly seminars on rules of golf for our members. But this past year, you know, because of the big change in the USGA rules of golf, Bev actually held 4 workshops. She had one out at Oahu Country Club for the ladies that live in town. She had one at Lelehua Golf Course for the women that live on the west side. She had one at Mid-Pac Country Club for the women that live on the west side. And she even went out to Maui and held one at Waikele.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know. She's really amazing. And she's responsible for our Summer Fun Team event, which we just had at Nililani Golf Course.
Wow. The website, first off, the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, you have to have a gin handicap before you can become a member, or you have to be a member of a club before you can become a member.
That's correct. You have to be one in one of our member clubs, and our member clubs are all working under a gin handicap system.
Okay. Okay. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Yeah, so you have to hook up with, now how can you find out, like let's say you're just here, you know, you've just come from someplace, you may be stationed here or you've moved here for a job, you'd like to play, you don't know anyone. Is there a way to get connected with some of the clubs that are a part of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association?
Absolutely. Our website lists all of our member clubs. And if you don't want to join one of them, you can get a group of ladies together, organize your own club, and join us.
These are my girls. I like that. I like that. Yes. You've also got a really cool event coming up at Lelehua Golf Course, the 41st annual Hawaii State Women's Golf Association Senior Women's Championship. And I love the eligibility is all Hawaii State Women Golf Association members age 50 and older, and all past senior women champions are eligible to play. So by September 9th, 2019, if you're 50, you get to play in the 41st annual Hawaii State Women's Senior Women's Championship. That's awesome. The senior women have finally gotten their own senior women's open, you know, the USGA. Wow.
Yeah.
That was huge. And there's a, you know, hopefully the Legends Tour will be able to kind of blossom and take off with that USGA kind of encouragement of having an open. And the handicap index for this event, the 41st annual Hawaii State Women's Golf Association Senior Women's Championship, is 34.6 or less, effective September 1st, 2019. And then, of course, you reserve the right to adjust the individual handicaps. What does that mean?
Okay. First of all, we limit the number of strokes we're going to give everyone. So, like, 36 at Lelehua Golf Course is the max we'll give each a player. And if we feel that a person has not been posting regularly, but they've been playing, and that they're handicap should be lower, then we may adjust it.
See, there you go. That's keeping everybody honest.
That's correct.
You know, it's important.
That's why we have our handicap chair, Judy George.
Well, it's important because a lot of time there are events that, you know, a lot of, and people say, God, you know, he's not a 20. Look at the guy. You know, he's shooting way under par. He's got a 30. That's his score. How did he get a 30?
Exactly. And, you know, these, We watch some of these men's tournaments, and some of them are such sandbaggers, quote. But and in the women's tournaments, we keep these women honest.
Yeah, and it's important.
We watch them, you know, and they are honest. They post their scores, and they're very diligent about making sure that they're posting ESC, you know, the adjusted.
There you go.
Scores.
Exactly. Yeah. So the entry fee is $90 for civilians and $80 for military. So it's a really, really good fee. And that includes green fees, cart, awards, banquet, and prizes. How are you doing it at such a reasonable rate?
Well, this is our favorite, our main tournament of the year. So the HSWGA throws in an extra amount for miscellaneous costs. But in addition, the Hawaii State Women's Foundation, headed by Lily Yao, also buys tea gifts to give out to each of the ladies.
That's
so
nice.
Last year we got these really, really nice lightweight backpacks.
Oh.
Yeah. And the year before we got these little stash trays. She comes up with such creative gifts, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. So we've got practice rounds available September 3rd through the 8th at one rate below your normal rate. So if you are military, you get a little bit of a break even more than that. And if you're a civilian, you get a little bit of a break down there. So you get to go practice. By the way, the prizes, do you have people like giving you prizes? Do you solicit prizes?
You know, Barbara Schroeder, you know, this tournament is a team event. I mean, it's something that we all contribute to. The whole board contributes their time to this one. Barbara Schroeder, who's our treasurer, she also goes out and solicits for door prizes. So anybody interested in giving us, donating door prizes, we'd be really happy. We thank them for their generosity. So she's the person to contact in case you want to give out a door prize. But we try to get something for everyone.
That's wonderful. This is the 41st Annual Hawaii State Women's Golf Association Senior Women's Championship. Who's the defending champion?
Defending champion is Mira Jang.
Oh, really?
Mira Jang. And our overall low net is Kate Hunsinger.
Wow. Yes. So this is going to be a lot of fun.
And it is.
Yes.
It is.
Yes. And where can we find out? Do we go to the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association website to see what all of the tournaments are that we can play in?
Yes. Okay, we have. Let me just quickly go over that. I know I'm going over time, but let me quickly go over that. We have three member team events every year. That would be our spring tournament, spring fling tournament, our summer fun, and our fall fest. And that's where everyone can get a four-person team together and go out and play in a team event competition. Then we have our three majors, which is our match play, which is played in March, our stroke play, again in October 21st through 22nd, and this Senior Women's Championship. And they're all on our website.
All on the website. The Fall Fest sounds like a lot of fun. Fall Fest is coming up. And then the Stroke Break Tournament, that's going to be at Mililani, too. That's in October. So we've got a lot of time to make sure that we've, you know, gone out and practiced and posted our scores correctly.
Right.
Now, real pleasure.
Fall Fest.
Yes, the Fall Fest.
The Fall Fest is going to be at Hawaii Kai, okay?
Oh, the Fall Fest is at Hawaii Kai. And and I love the Hawaii Kai golf course. That's a beautiful golf course. And so is Mililani Golf Course. And thank you guys for all of the work that you do to keep the golf courses in such beautiful condition so that we can all go play tournaments and have so much fun that the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association is making for us. And this is an association of all the clubs, women's clubs, that are right here in the islands. And you can go to their website, see the clubs that are available. And if you, you know, don't know anyone, you have some friends you'd like to get together, make a club, make your own club, and find out from the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association how you can become a member. Thanks so much for being on the show, Susan. I hope it's the first of many times.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha to you, too.
We'll be back after this. Claude Brousseau, PGA Masters, got some tips for our game. He's the director of instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy, the only one in Hawaii, and one of the first Golf Channel Academy lead coaches. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction.
Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The reason I go back to Victor Hovland and Matt Wolf and Colin Morikawa, it's just amazing to me, you know, that they come out on the PGA Tour just out of college and bam, they're winning. It's it really does speak to just how good coaching has become, how wonderful the junior golf programs are, the dedication of parents who see a desire in their children to do this and support them. It's an expensive thing to support kids, and when you do and to see them, it all pay off like this. It's really quite amazing. And then, of course, the collegiate world has gotten so sophisticated with the travel and the television that they have on them all the time. They have no fear anymore of the crowds or the attention or the inter. They don't even sound fake interviews. For a while there, the kids that were coming out were so rehearsed in everything they said when they were interviewed after a round of golf. And these young people are not afraid to say it like it is. And I find that so refreshing. Refreshing, speaking of, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, Danielle.
It's so good to have you in the clubhouse. You're in a brand new location. You're at the Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf. By the way, at Wailea, we have a 10-12, a 10-26. That would be gold course, emerald course, and on the blue course, an 11 o'clock. How exciting. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the Wailea Golf Academy, Claude.
Yes, Danielle, I'm so excited to be at that great location. First, the view will probably distract you because the views are just fantastic. It's on the sunny side of the island as well, so the weather is always perfect to play golf. We do have 12 acres of practice and coaching facility. We have over 125 yards of teaching and coaching, so you will always hit from the grass. The real thing, like when you play on the course, we also have a short game area. You know how dedicated I am to the short game. So we have a nice, large putting green. It's 5,400 square foot just for putting.
Wow.
Then not too far from there, we have a 2,900 square foot for chipping and pitching. And believe it or not, I'm sure many of you listeners here are aware, it's so difficult to find a place where you can practice the easiest shot in golf, the bunker shot. So we have a great bunker, great quality sand. So everybody is welcome there. It's just so exciting, Daniel. It's a new chapter in my on the back nine of my career, and I'm excited to be associated with Wailea Golf. The team of people there are fantastic. Three golf courses, I can go on and on.
Yeah, and huge supporters of junior golf. Amazing, you know, the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, they always have it on the Emerald Course, I think, and they've just been so wonderful in all they've do to support junior golf across the years. So in addition to you being at Wailea Golf Academy, you're also the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii.
Yes. What is fantastic with the Golf Channel Academy is that it's a network of top-tier teachers in the country. So in 2015, that's already 4 years that Golf Channel decided to create a network of top-tier teachers. And I'm honored and proud to say that I was selected with the first 46 members of that. What it allowed the golfer to have is access to great quality instruction for us who are the coaches who are part of that network. We exchange best practices, idea, program that work well. And also, I think it's great for Hawaii that we have one in the state because I have been featured on a morning drive 4 times. So it helped to promote the business of golf and encouraging people to say, hey, come and play golf in Hawaii. You can have great instruction. Also, it's a big plus to be able to have access to the quality of video production with Golf Channel. I did produce 27 videos in studio or different location when we go and have our meeting. So it's a big plus.
Yeah, having that connection with all of the great instructors, the Golf Channel lead instructors around the country, gives you more ideas. It's like constant feedback, each person feeding into each other different teaching techniques and different learning ideas, because everybody does learn differently, and you find different ways to reach a person, especially with the body and the mind working together. Whether or not, you know, the body, you always know what your body's doing. It's a funny thing when you're backswing, you know, am I really doing it right? Of course, video helps a lot. And you are, you're going to be in Kohler, Wisconsin in September to do some more videos?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So also the beauty of being part of that Golf Channel network is we have an annual tournament for the coaches. So the coaches will invite some of their golfer, could be lady, gentleman, and then we go and compete on a friendly manner, but also competition once a year at different location. And the idea for me is in the near future, bringing this competition here at Wailea. So this year is at Kohler in Wisconsin, and then we will play the course where they will play the Ryder Cup in 2020.
Wow.
So for people that are trusting my expertise and take coaching with me during the year, I select few people and see if they want to come. And so that's another big advantage to be associated with the Golf Channel.
Yeah, Golf Channel and Wailea Golf Academy offering all kinds of opportunities. So tell us a little bit about what, how, you know, who you like to work with, or how do you customize your lessons to the various, like, juniors and seniors and men and women?
Yes, Danielle, thank you. Yes, we cater to everybody who loves golf, people who want to discover golf. So what we have different price point also, because somebody have different disposable income levels. So we have some workshop and clinics once a week. And Tuesday, we call that the bye-bye three putts. So it's an hour and a half, and it's only $109 per golfer.
Wow.
And then you learn how to manage your distance and your speed. and make everything from 3 feet. So that's a big plus. We know how putting is important. That's the only club that you use on every hole. So spending time there is the fastest way to have more fun and beat your partners because you will be a better putter.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we call that Woods Wednesday, and then that's to help the people to add distance on their drive. Everybody likes distance, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes.
So on Wednesday, we learn to maximize the distance with a better contact. It's always from 9 to 10:30, and then try to make it fun. So I call that, instead of fish and chip, I call that sun and chip Friday. So you will have a taste of how to get out of the bunker and how to chip better to avoid big numbers. So all that is on our website. So people can go on whatinagolf.com. They just click on the tab Academy, and then the menu will be there of what we offer. Just also Junior. I love Junior. Like one of the little boy, he's 8 years old. He's in Pinehurst right now representing Hawaii. His name is Ethan. So I love Junior. So we're there to, like you were saying at the beginning of the introduction for my time with you, Junior Golf is fantastic because it helped the young boy and girl to learn skill for a lifetime. And then it opened opportunity for if they want to at least have a chance to play in college. And so I love helping Junior. And then we'll start some program for the ladies. Everybody that the Kamahaina are welcome. We'll have some special prize for them. So everybody that wants to get better at golf, they need to come and see Claude at Walea Golf Academy.
Yes, Claude.
My pleasure to help them.
Yes, and I like how you customize, for instance, teaching reading of the green. You said it's your aim point express system is like using a Bushnell, but on the green?
Yes, let's explain that for you listener then, yeah.
Yeah.
the beauty of Aimpoint Express is that it takes the guessing out of the equation to read the severity of the slope. So why I'm saying it's like using a Bushnell is that most of the golfer will use a device to measure the distance for their full swing. But most of them, when it comes to putting, they have no ways to measure how severe is the slope. So with Aimpoint Express, it's an hour in private. It's an hour and a half in small group. After that, any green in the world, any style of putting, any golfer will be able, by using their feet and their finger, we don't need equipment, they will be able to assess, let's say, this spot will break 12 inches left to right. It's amazing. So that's why I call that like using a Bushnell, because you know exactly, okay, this one is going, let's say, 24 inches right to left. So what it does is make you a lot more confident because you have no doubt on where to aim the ball in gravity, the direction in the slope, and the severity of the slope will bring the ball in the hole. So that's why every putt is a straight putt to a new aiming point. Then some of your listener, when they putt, they see straight line. So that means every putt is straight to a new aiming point. Some of the listener will be more seeing curve. The beauty with Aimpoint Express is we can adapt the reading for these two types of golfer. So I strongly recommend it. Most of the people who use it provide feedback and say, wow, I couldn't believe how efficient this is.
That's great, because then, yeah, with the force of nature around you, you see a straight line, and you can create a line that's straight, but that will then go into the cup. The ball will then follow that line that you've created through Aimpoint Express by using your fingers and your feet, and then it'll just drift as it's supposed to, and it has to. Like water follows a line, it'll go right into the cup. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And so also, if you want, I would like to share maybe what I call a coaching advice of the week for the people who are listening to your show. We have, I often have questions about, okay, Claude, how we go about wedge? How many wedge should I have? How I make the selection? So
we have about 2 minutes. So can we do that in 2 minutes?
Yes, because
okay.
It's simple.
Okay.
I like it simple. Thank you, though, for guiding me on that. So it's like I'm on the clock if I'm a slow player. So.
Sorry there.
Okay, I'm on the clock, Daniel. No, that's good. So let's go with the wedge selection, basically. You want to know how far you hit your pitching wedge, okay? And then you need, from there, you want to create a gap distance between the next wedges. So basically, let's say you hit your wedge. We'll make it simple. You hit your pitching wedge 110 yards. So you will probably, and it's about 48, 46 degree angle in it. So we would suggest having a 50, a 54, and a 58. So for the next three wedges. So pitching wedge will go 110, sun wedge 100. The 54 will go 90, and the 58 would probably go 80. And then that's how we select the wedge. The best way to do it, it's going to a demo day for wedges, and you can try different, we call that grind. So that means the sole of the design of the wedge is done differently for different players. So you will feel the turf with the bounce. And I will complete on that. Bob Vogue, who designed some great wedge, and he's also a fellow Canadian from Montreal, is always telling me, Claude, you know, bounce is your friend. So for your listener, more bounce give you, I call that, more forgiveness. And the bounce is an insurance policy against bad shot.
Fantastic. More bounce, more better. I like it. We'll have to talk about that the next time. Claude Brousseau is Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf, okay? And you can find him at waileagolf.com. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible, including Oahu Extraction, because when it floods, water, sewer pipes break, mud is left in your home when all that water drains out. You just need to call Oahu Extraction 24/7 on site in 90 minutes. These people are dedicated to you. The number is 330-6212. 330-6212. And their website is oahuextraction.com. Aloha Power Equipment. Yes, indeed. Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips at Aloha Power Equipment. Creative Plumbing. It doesn't matter how large or small, whether it's a new build, a renovation, or a repair. They do it all. You want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise? Not a problem. Or bring your grease traps up to code. Yes, plumbers do that. Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. Rainer Doors. Call Rainer Doors. The number is 676-3667. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom and increases the value of your home with a major return on your investment through Rainer Doors. Futura Stone, master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom into artwork. And not only do they have these fabulous Brazilian quartzite flagstones or Aquapave on-site stormwater systems, because of course we're concerned about that, particularly now, they've got some interesting things coming up in the future for decorative work around the house. So you'll want to know Futura Stone. Thank you for your mana. And you can always hear us at radiogolfclub.com. It's podcast there. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.